Fandom and fan loyalty are indispensable from the world of K-pop, as K-pop fans are known as some of the most dedicated and supportive fans. But of course, there is a line that should not be crossed. I'm Angie Park, and I'll be right back after this song. Welcome, everyone, to K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. It's Tuesday, August 3rd, 2021. We just heard Angmyu featuring IU. This song's been super, super hot these days. Naka. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoy that track. All right, so a lot of you guys have heard of this concept, I'm sure. We call it Sasaeng fandom. Right? So Sasaeng fans, these are fans who take it to the next level, to an inappropriate level. Their toxic and obsessive behaviors towards some of their favorite artists, it can cause great emotional distress for that artist. For example, some will track the artist's phone numbers to send them endless numbers of texts, just nonstop. So then when they get blocked, they do it with another phone. Well, this issue has recently been highlighted before. It's coming back into the spotlight recently because of this video. In fact, one of the videos uploaded, it was on the group Treasure's official video channel. The viewers were able to see how far these Sasaeng fans had gone to track down these artists. So it was like from the moment Treasure members arrived at an airport to the moment they went on a boat ride, there were fans following them around, not giving them even a moment of privacy at all. And yeah, they even rented a boat to follow Treasure's boat. Well, because of these toxic fans, the artists, they feel watched, they feel violated, they feel stalked, even in their own homes, in their private lives, definitely their public lives, right? Needless to say, they're just not well aware of the line that fans should try to keep between healthy devotion and loyalty and support to very obnoxious, obsessive behavior. So, like I said, this is not a new thing. Sasaeng fans have, unfortunately, been around for a while. Well, how do we put an end to this? I'm thinking maybe there needs to be legal actions, right? Like labels need to step up the protection that they put over their artists, try to create a safer environment for them. Also, artists, they need to feel more comfortable in criticizing these types of behaviors and not get backlash from it. I know some people are like, oh, you're so spoiled. What, you think you could have been the way you are without fans? You should show appreciation for all fans. You know, what, you're too good for fans now? So maybe try not to give that type of backlash. It's not going to go away overnight, obviously, but I do think some collective efforts from everyone will hopefully amend this problem, because can you imagine not having even a moment to yourself, eyes on you all the time? And in the age of smartphones, it's not just eyes where they watch you and then it's done. They watch you, they film you, they share that content so that other people watch you. Ugh, gives me goosebumps just thinking about it. Here's Treasure, My Treasure. That was Treasure singing My Treasure. You guys are tuned into K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. It's Tuesday, like I said earlier. It's already August 3rd. We're into the 8th month, you guys. And we are here for you. You know, rain or shine, August or January or December, we're still here for you as long as it's a Monday through Friday, because we do not air on the weekends, but we are here every other day, despite or other than the weekends, from 8 to 9 p.m. That's Korea Standard Time. You guys can tune in via shortwave radio. That's 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, 9.630 megahertz bound for India. We also have apps like the KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, KBS Kong app, and of course, podcasts. If you like podcasts, that does not play the full version of the music. I do have to divulge that. But if you do enjoy the chit-chat and you like to listen, then give us a rating on your podcast app, because that really helps spread our show. So we would really appreciate if you took a moment to do that. For more info, you can go to our homepage, world.kbs.co.kr, or follow us on our Gram account. The handle is at KBS K-pop. Let's listen to Astro up next. This is their song, One. Then following that, 우주소녀 The Black, or WJSN The Black, Easy. This is Would you like coffee or tea? This is our daily segment where we have a chit-chat. Let's refuel or wind down together, talking about anything and everything that sparks a conversation. Did you know we're experiencing a global crash in children being born? Meaning, nearly every country could have shrinking populations by the end of the century. We're bound to have jaw-dropping impacts on societies around the world by this. So, for example, 23 nations, including Spain, Japan, and Korea, are expected to see their populations halve. Yep, that's right. Drop by half by the year 2100. China, currently the most populous nation in the world, is expected to peak at 1.4 billion people in 4 years' time, before then nearly halving to 732 million by 2100. To give you a perspective, in 1950, women were having an average of 4.7 children in their lifetime. Research shows the fertility rate halved to 2.4 in 2017, and it's set to fall below 1.7 by 2100. When the number falls below approximately 2.1, that is when the size of the population starts to fall. We can expect the number of people on the planet to peak at 9.7 billion around 2064, before falling down to about 8.8 billion by the end of the century. So what's the problem, you may be asking? Smaller populations, come on, that's less carbon emissions and less deforestation for farmland, right? Well, the inverted age structure, which means more old people than young people, it actually raises questions like, who pays the taxes in a massively aged society? Who pays for health care for the elderly? Who's going to look after the elderly? Are people going to even be able to retire? The one solution for all has not been discovered yet, but for one thing, this is what's pretty sure. Researchers stress that responding to population decline surely should not compromise the efforts and the progress on women's education and access to contraception. Yeah, this is a problem. I definitely feel it in Korea. I have so many friends choosing not to have children, or maybe even just one child. And that's great. You know, that's their choice. I'm not looking down on that by any means. But it is a different trend from when, for example, my mother was in her 20s or 30s versus even her grandmother in her 20s or 30s, right? So I definitely see the societal trend changing. And I do hear a lot of people saying that the future of climate, future of Earth, is one of the reasons for this. Anyway, let's listen to a song. Here's Standing Egg, 친구에서 연인, Friend to Lover. Starpedia. Welcome, everyone, to Starpedia. It is Tuesday. You guys know what that means. Lena is here in the studio getting ready to talk about a particular artist today. Hi, Lena.
Hello, everyone. And she is these days pretty in pink. Not Lena. Taeyeon.
Oh, but you're pretty. No. Pink's not your color.
I'm never pretty in pink.
Well, I've actually, to be fair, I don't think I've really seen you in pink. I don't wear pink.
Pink nails, maybe. That's as far as I'll go.
That's true. You like pink accessories?
Yeah, I can do with that.
But your clothes are rarely pink.
No. Oh, even if it's muted, I don't do pink. I don't know why.
I'm the opposite. I don't like pink accessories.
Yeah?
But I like pink clothes.
Because I've seen you in like fuchsia, which is like a bright pink, and I have a different impression of fuchsia as opposed to like baby pink.
Oh. Yeah. I do like baby pink too.
Really?
Clearly I need to like it more if you didn't know that.
Because I've seen you in like, you know, bright, bold colors of pink and red, and I think those look great on you. Anyway,
very interesting.
Anyway, Taeyeon looks great in baby pink.
And she probably does clothes and accessories.
I think so, too. Mm-hmm. And her hair is pink now for the promotion of Weekend.
Oh, I haven't seen this
yet. Yeah, it's very pink.
Oh, yes, I have a music video.
The music video, right? To be fair, though, because it's bleached hair, it does fade every week a little bit.
And it's going to look very much like straw very soon.
Yep. But I don't know. When I think of Taeyeon, if there were like a Korean Tinkerbell, wouldn't it be Taeyeon?
More emo Tinkerbell. Oh,
well, Tinkerbell's not like nice, is she?
Oh, that's very true.
But she's spunky.
Taeyeon, there's a level of sort of a darker shadow, if you know what I mean.
I definitely do. Yeah, and all the fans do, too.
Yeah, she has that for sure.
All right. Singer of many colors, maybe.
Yes, indeed.
She still remains a leader of Girls' Generation Sonyeoshite because, remember, they never officially disbanded. Mm-hmm. Apparently, that's a pretty big sticking point for all the fans out there.
We want to hold on.
All right. They debuted Sonyeoshite in 2007.
Wow.
I mean, recently, I think it was Next Level, who are they? aespa.
Yes.
aespa tried to do a cover of a Girls' Generation song. I think it was either 소원을 말해봐, Genie, or G.
Okay.
And they called it an older K-pop song. And I was so confused. It's a double take. Like, what's an old K-pop drag?
Lena, it's old. G came out. I remember watching that music video while I still lived in America.
So, there you go. Yeah. Some context time. Where has it gone? Mm-hmm. I think quickly after their debut, there was a lot of attention on three members of Girls' Generation. It was Yuna, Tiffany, and definitely Taeyeon.
I agree.
Right.
Taeyeon, though, sort of the indisputable lead vocal, right?
Yep, indisputable.
So
I agree.
They're all beautiful, they're all talented, but I think people tend to give her a little bit more props in the talent department.
I think so,
whether
too.
That's fair or not, right? Just because that's the label that she's given, right?
And her spoken voice and her singing voice is remarkably similar. Isn't that what Park Jin-young praised for hours on end?
Is that a good thing?
That's what he said. He says it makes it sound effortless, even if it's not.
Oh, interesting. I've never heard that before.
According to JYP, that's not according to me.
I feel like he makes a lot of things up, but it makes sense.
I'd like to believe he's an expert in this. He does Taeyeon has many breakout hits, including but not limited to Pretty Spark, 11, 사계, Four Seasons. That was like literally on the charts all year long.
It's literally Four Seasons.
Yep. Maybe that was perfect wording.
I guess so.
And also I, featuring Verbal Gent.
That was the debut one for her as a solo. Well, officially?
Officially. Because she had some of those.
만약에.
만약에 if. Mm-hmm. But those are all soundtracks.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Anyhow, I is apparently praised by many veterans and music critics in K-pop, including Pae Soon-taek. He apparently said that the song proved her to be very different from other solo idol singers.
Mm.
It's exciting even today because I've never been to New Zealand, but it makes me want to frolic through New Zealand grasslands.
It's like the perfect convertible song.
Yeah!
Right? Wind flowing through your hair.
You know, I was this close getting a convertible in Korea. Isn't that insane?
You should have done it.
No, I should not have, and you know exactly why.
It's not too late.
No, it's too late.
Let's play Taeyeon. This one's featuring Verbal Gent. I. 빛을 쏟는 sky. That was I featuring Rebelgent, Tae on her first official debut as a solo singer. All right, so we talked about 소녀시대. That's a part of her identity that you can't take away, right?
I don't think so. And she still identifies as the leader of 소녀시대. And I think she wants to make sure that that remains intact until they're ready to have their reunion. But anyway, if you want to talk about the beginning of Taeyeon, we have to go so far back in time. It's unbelievable.
Before 소녀시대.
Yeah, definitely. You know how her fans call her Tengu?
Yeah, that's
like
right.
It's kind of a cute pet name for her. Yeah, this was definitely her Tengu days. Aww. She's young and no makeup.
A little more baby fat on her face.
Definitely. Definitely more smiley too. Mm-hmm. So Taeyeon apparently first dreamed of becoming a singer when she believed singing was her only talent as a young child. That's not really specified, but I'm assuming when you're like 6 or 7 or 8 even.
Do you have talents when you're 6?
I don't know. Some people are discovered when they're like 6, 7, 8. Prodigies are discovered this way.
Crazy.
Now, she was pretty proactive with her chase to become the next greatest thing in K-pop. She enlisted at SM enlisted because it's a tough training process.
It's like a military.
Yeah, she signed up to be part of the SM Academy, what I understand, strenuous program. And that was only during her second year in middle school, so maybe around 7th grade.
Oh,
she was
wow.
still very young. She trained under the singer The One for 3 years. And then in 2004, just 3 years before her debut with Girls' Generation, she won first place at the SM Youth Best Competition.
Oh, wow.
That's out of 10,000 participants after narrowing down to a pool of 10,000.
Wow.
Of course, subsequently signed a contract with SM Entertainment. I would like to say the rest is history.
Yeah,
but
kind of.
When Girls' Generation debuted, let's be honest, like they were a little bit bullied by the fans too. Like,
oh, were they?
Yeah, like they wouldn't clap during their performance. It was pretty messy.
It wasn't from their first song, that's
no,
for sure.
It was maybe like the second or third song. 소녀시대, Girls' Generation,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
So even before they have these like breakout hits, they did have a little bit of tough time, I suppose.
Some turbulence.
Ah, you said turbulence, right? But the boys loved Girls' Generation. And, well, in their first music video, 다시 만난 세계, Into the New World, for some reason, Taeyeon is shown fixing an airplane.
Oh, perfect.
Wearing goggles.
Oh, I could see her being cute in that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my theory is that in 2007, even if there was absolutely no storyline to this music video, if it looked cute, as in the outfits looked cute, then they would go for it.
That's
because
enough.
Members of Girls' Generation are seen as florists, barista, fixing a bike.
SM likes to do this. I think like Super Junior has a few music videos like that too, where they're just like
random things. Different careers.
Yeah.
I don't know what this is, but it worked because they were in really cute outfits and it got everyone's attention. She solidified, well, her position as a main singer and the leader of the group.
Yeah, that's right. And because she had the support of SM, she did collaborate with a lot of SM artists. Or,
like Kangta, for example, right? 79, 89, 2989 released in 2008. So that was just a year into Girls' Generation promotions. It was kind of everyone's favorite duet to sing at the singing room. It was easy.
I think it's so funny that they called it Chugo Park.
10-year age difference.
Yeah, because Kangta was born in 79, Taeyeon in 89, right?
It's dark.
Oh,
I don't know if it translates, though.
It doesn't, not in English.
Where else in the world do you ask, hey, what year were you born?
Only in Korea, like, how old are you? Oh, yeah, I'm 89. Which means, oh, I was born in 89, right?
Because that's not confusing at all. I feel like there are bits on this now. Her early solo activities would go on to, as we alluded to earlier, featuring her voice in important soundtracks. I think 만약에 if was by far the most popular track
so
out of
popular.
That year. 들리나요, Can't You Hear Me in 2009. They were incredibly popular.
All right. Still, you know, oldie but goodie songs that Taeyeon is very much known
oldie.
For.
Oldie.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Lena. Embrace it. They're old.
As am I.
Speaking of old, we're going to play 소녀시대's. This is their debut one, right?
Yep.
다시 만난 세계, Into the New World.
We followed up with Taeyeon's solo track, 만약에, If.
Couple old ones from Taeyeon. We had 만약에 if, and then before that from her group Girls' Generation, 다시 만난 세계, Into the New World.
Considering that Taeyeon has so many hit solo tracks, we're going to just throw out all the big ones out there.
Oh, good
and,
idea.
Hey, guys, see which one's your favorite.
Okay.
Pretty, Spark, mm-hmm. Happy, Rain, What Do I Call You, Jeju-do의 밤, The Blue Night
푸른
of Jeju. Oh, yes, 푸른 밤. Or maybe I just want a nighttime in Jeju.
True.
And that's a remake, right?
Yes, it is.
그대라는 시, All About You, Starlight, that was a collaboration with Dean.
I,
1111, Make Me Love You.
Sage, as we mentioned earlier, Four seasons.
It's hard, isn't it?
What, her newest one, too.
Weekend. Mm. Oh, Weekend is fun.
It's much more upbeat than some of her other ones, right?
Maybe she got the message from the fans.
Like, from me?
Yeah, from Angie. Like, oh, you're a little dark.
Brighten it up a little. But I like the darkness.
I think so, too. Mm-hmm. I think it makes her definitely a more interesting
more
vocalist.
Depth. Yeah. I agree. Which one's your favorite, Lena?
I think to this day, I is my favorite.
Me too!
What do we win? Do we win something? A trip to New Zealand.
Each other's confirmed friendship.
That's kind of sweet. I'll take it.
No, but I really like I.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just, it's satisfying because she like belts out a particular tune and she looked beautiful.
It's
everything
like liberating
was,
a little bit.
I think so too. I can't reach that note, but if I could sing, this is a song I would want to belt out.
I agree. Okay, well, good.
All right, let's talk briefly about the new release because you mentioned it. Weekend, like Angie said, it's definitely more fun and catchy. Get ready for the Weekend song. It is a little reminiscent of Doja Cat's Kiss Me More.
Yeah, that's right. I see that. Yeah.
The music video is really entertaining. She does take a lot of note from like 70s outfits. Mm-hmm. Lots and lots of pink and purple. I believe purple is one of her favorite colors.
Oh, this,
why do I know this?
Similar to IU. I think IU always talks about purple.
See? Mm. I don't know what that says. Purple is tied to usually creativity, isn't it?
Yeah, a sort of royalty as well.
Alrighty.
For some reason, I think Willy Wonka.
Chocolates?
Yeah, Johnny Depp's version.
No!
Very purple. Actually, what's his face? Gene Wildman.
Oh, I wish I can help you.
Bad. The original Willy Wonka.
I know, but I don't know his name.
He purple, too.
Yeah. All right, guys. So, Taeyeon's favorite color, purple, and a lot of pink in Weekend. At this point, I feel like she probably doesn't need any approval, any more approval from us or the veteran singers in the industry.
But
she did get a lot of praise from legendary musicians, namely Yuhyeol, Patty Kim, Park Hyo-shin, Lee Seung-chul, JYP, Yoon Do-hyun, Lin. The list really goes on.
Mm.
And many singers have outwardly expressed they'd love to collaborate with Taeyeon. That's Shin Yong-jae, Yoon Min-soo, Kim Bum-soo. What?
Oh, wow.
And even Hwani. I feel like Hwani missed an opportunity. Wasn't he under SM for a really long time?
He kind of left a long time ago, though.
All right, there you go. That was just an assumption I had. But apparently, according to our writer's source, apparently SM Entertainment rejects most of these collaboration calls because, well, she can't do all of them.
This is true. She's a busy girl.
But Kim Bum-soo? I want to see that.
No offense. Yeah. I love Kim Bum-soo, but I think Taeyeon doesn't need Kim Bum-soo anymore.
Right. It's not about who needs who. I just want to hear it.
I agree.
What would that even sound like?
It would be pretty majestic.
There you go. In case you didn't get the memo, Taeyeon sweeped many award ceremonies. 136 nominations to date.
Really?
That's including her time with Girls' Generation.
Okay,
and
wow.
39 wins.
That's pretty good.
That includes Song of the Year, Artist of the Year, Top 10 Artists Awards, OST Award. The list really goes on. Taeyeon really didn't dabble in acting, did she? But
I like that, though. Like it when a singer is like, no, I don't need it.
Yeah, I'm going to focus on my singing.
Yeah. If you have a passion for acting, I think that's great, too. But if you don't, there's no point in forcing it, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point, because I'm sure she's got all the offers.
Yeah.
But it actually takes a lot of courage and maybe even faith. mm-hmm. in your direction to say no to these really sparkly projects.
Because she's putting less eggs in different baskets.
There you go.
All right. Well, Lena, thank you so much for taking us through Taeyeon's career.
I could do this for hours on end. It's so fun.
So, let's be honest. There's some artists where we kind of struggle to find stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Taeyeon's pretty easy.
I think so. There's a lot on her career. Come on, Girl Generation debuted in 2007,
We didn't
guys.
Even cover her personal life.
Nope.
Yeah. All right, we'll leave it there. Thanks, Lena. We'll see you next week.
See you next week, everyone.
Let's send her out with Pretty Spark and then her newest one, Weekend. And that is all the time we have for this edition of K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Harim Kim. I'm Angie Park. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.